The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam alaikum. Allah's mercy be upon all of you. This is today's special, another episode of today's special from IRIB English or English Radio. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. Accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Please accept our deepest condolences on this sorrowful day.
And we start our program on the 3rd of the month of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of the month of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Imam Hadi is the 10th Imam of the Shiites. Now we learn about the 10th Imam's companions. Among the 10 Imam's companions, we see figures like Ali ibn Ja'far, who was imprisoned by Mutawakkil with the intention to kill him. Another of his companions was the famous literary scholar Ibn Sakit, who was martyred by Mutawakkil. The reason for his martyrdom is reported to be as follows. When Mutawakkil's two children were studying with him, Mutawakkil found out through his children that Ibn Sakit was an advocate of Imam Ali and his progeny, peace be upon them all. Being an adamant enemy of Ali's household, Mutawakkil once summoned Ibn Sakit to his court and asked him, "Who are more honorable and superior, my children or Ali's son, Hassan and Hussein?" Being a Shiite and a loyal lover of Ali's household, Ibn Sakit fearlessly replied, "Your children are not comparable to Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon them, who are two newly blossomed followers of Ali's Garden of Eternity. How can your kids be compared with the beloved sons of Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny? They cannot be compared even with Qanbar, the retainer of Imam Ali." Extremely disturbed by this reply, Mutawakkil immediately ordered to cut off Ibn Sakit's tongue, thus killing as martyr the pure Shia and the genuine companion of the 10th Imam, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special, and we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him.
Al-Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam displayed a great care for his Shia, for his followers. And that is an important aspect, brothers and sisters. A man came to Al-Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam at that time, the day when this man came, was out of his house. He asked about the Imam. They told him, "You'll find him in so-and-so place." So he went after the Imam salamullahi alayhi. He told him, "Yabna Rasulillah, I come to you from Kufa. I am one of the followers of your grandfather, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi." Imam told him, "Don't worry, we'll take care of it. I will teach you to do something, but you promise you do exactly as I tell you." He wrote with his own handwriting, "I owe this man an amount of money," and he wrote it down, and he signed the paper. He said, "Tomorrow I will go back to Samarra. I want you to come to me at this particular time. When I arrive there, you come and you bring this paper, you present it to me. You will find me sitting with a group of people. You tell me, where is the money that you owe me? And be rough with me. Be rough." Look at the akhlaq of the Imam salamullahi alayhi. He says, "This is what I want you to do. Will you do it?" He said, "Yes, inshallah." The Imam then the next day goes back. First day, this man stays with the Imam salamullah alayhi in that area outside of Samarra. The next day, the Imam goes back. When he goes back, some of the Khalifa al-Mutawakkil al-Abbasis, ministers, dignitaries, they come and they sit with the Imam salamullah alayhi. As they were all sitting down, who comes? This man comes. He brings the piece of paper and he tells the Imam, where is the money you owe me? He showed some roughness with the Imam Salamullah alayhi, as instructed. The Imam Salamullah alayhi told him, give me 3 days. Give me 3 days. And inshallah, I'll have the money ready for you. Those dignitaries then took the news to Al-Mutawakkil, the Khalifa. They told him, a man came to Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, and this is what happened. So he said, then take 30,000 dirham and give it to him. Of course, these are some actions from Al-Mutawakkil to try to kind of win the Imam over. He says, take the money and give it to the Imam. Of course, he doesn't call him Imam. They brought the money to the Imam, salamullahi alayhi. After 3 days, this man came back. He told him, take all the 30,000, it's all yours. The man said, Yabna Rasulillah, I only need 10,000. It's more than enough to fulfill all my debts. He said, no, you take all the money, it's yours.
Imam Hadi's countenance and conduct. The 10th Imam was neither short nor lanky, and his cheeks were slightly chubby and whitish pink. He had large eyes and bushy eyebrows. He was very generous. He was so awe-inspiring that whenever he entered the court of Mutawakkil, the tyrannical caliph of the Abbasids, the latter and his courtiers would immediately rise to their feet as a sign of respect and reverence. Although they somehow openly displayed their enmity, yet they admitted the competence features and the high piety and erudition of the holy Imam. They had also tested and observed by experience his virtues, scholarly insight, and masterly over Islamic and jurisprudential issues, and had witnessed his vast field of knowledge, like that of his honorable ancestors, in debates and argument sessions. At night, his time was mostly spent in prayers, supplication, reading the Quran, and communion with the beloved Allah. There was always a smile on his lips, though it was his awe-inspiring character that greatly captured people's heart.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
His martyrdom, Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him, became a heavy burden on Mu'tamid, the Abbasid caliph, after he saw people talk about the virtues, knowledge, asceticism, and piety of the Imam and prefer him to all other Muslim ulama. He became angry, envious, and spiteful against the Imam. His ill will led him to commit the worst crime in Islam. He inserted fatal poison to the Imam, who, after having the poison, kept to bed. The poison reacted in all his body, and he suffered intolerable pains. The Shia and the notable of the state visited him, and they all were covered with deep sorrow.
One day, Al-Mutawakkil al-Abbasi became sick. Al-Mutawakkil's mother, his mother, she asked Imam al-Hadi, she said to him, can you teach him some dua, something to do, give him some remedy, you know, give him a cure, whatever it is, give him some medicine, something. And if he cures him, if Allah cures him, I will have a gift for you. The Imam Salamullah said, I don't need your gift. But I will give him something. Yes. Even though Mutawakkil was the enemy of the Imam. Mutawakkil used to imprison the Imam. You know? Imam Salamullah Alayhi gave him some remedy, and indeed he was cured. His mother then, the mother of Mutawakkil, sent him a bag with 10,000 dirhams in it, 10,000 silver coins as a gift. And she had stamped it. She had a stamp, so she stamped the bag, the seal. She sealed it and stamped it. She gave it to the Imam. Imam said that we don't need it, but she said, no, please. You know, this is a gift. So the Imam kept it. Mutawakkil al-Abbasi, one day, a few days later, somebody comes to him and tells him, do you know that this Ali, you know, Ali al-Hadi, he receives so much money, khoms and things like this, his Shia, and he's trying to use this money against you to raise an army to fight against you. He says, really? He says, yes. He says, guards, go to his house. Any money you find, seize it and bring it to me. And bring him to me as well too. So the guards storm the Imam's house. Salamullahi alayhi. They storm his house. They find him in the musalla, praying. They search all his house. The only bag of money they find is this one bag, 10,000 dirhams. They arrest the Imam, they come. They bring the money to the Imam, to the Mutawakkil. Mutawakkil says, where did you get this money from? He said, from your mother. Look at the bag. He looks at the bag, he says, yes, this is really the seal of my mother, the stamp of my mother. That's right. Why did she give you this money? He says, because you became ill, and she asked me to help you. So I did. So then he became embarrassed. Mutawakkil, he said, okay, we apologize. I'm sorry, Ibn Rasulullah. You know, I'm sorry what we did to you. I will give you another 10,000 dirhams. You take this money as well and you go as a gift for you. So it goes. But Mutawakkil dies. The other leaders, the other khulafa, they became, unfortunately, afraid of the Imam, salamullahi alayhi, jealous of the Imam, salamullahi alayhi. So unfortunately, he was given the poison at the age of about 42, approximately, in Samarra.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Again, we express our condolences on the sad occasion of Imam Hadi's martyrdom. Fi amanillah.
Ya Aba al-Hasan, Ya Ali ibn Muhammad, Ayyuha al-Hadi al-Nabi, Ya ibn Rasulullah, Ya Hujjat Allah ala khalqihi. يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and our heartfelt condolences to you all on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali al-Nari al-Hadi, peace be upon him, the 10th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Let us now listen to a thought-provoking aphorism from him. Allah has made this world for trial and tribulation, while he has made afterlife for receiving the result. He has also made the misfortunes of this world the cause of gaining the rewards of the hereafter, and made the rewards of life to come as the compensation for the misfortunes of this world. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam. This hadith is about his son, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi, also known as Imam Ali al-Naqi. And on behalf of IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very grave and very sad and solemn day. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said, "Certainly the Imam after me is my son, Ali. His command is my command. His word is my word. Obedience to him is obedience to me. And the imama after him will rest with his son, Al-Hasan, alayhim as-salam." You know, many virtues have been narrated regarding Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. We would like to recite one of these today, which comes in the form of a story. A group of people from Isfahan, among whom were Abul Abbas Ahmad ibn al-Nasr and Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Alawiyyah, narrated, "There was a man named Abdul Rahman in Isfahan who was a Shia. He was asked, 'Why have you accepted the imama of Ali al-Naqi instead of anyone else from among the people of the time?' So he replied, 'I witnessed that which obligated me to believing such. I was a poor man, but outspoken and daring. So the people of Isfahan exiled me and a few others. We came to Mutawakkil to ask for justice. We were at Mutawakkil's gate when the command came to bring Ali ibn Muhammad ibn al-Ridha alayhi salam. I asked those present there who this man was that had been commanded to be brought there. Someone replied, he is an Alawi, whom the Rafida believe to be their imam. He then said, Mutawakkil may have summoned him in order to kill him. I said, I will not move from here until I see who this person is. He continued, he came riding on a horse, and verily people were standing in a line on the right and the left of his path watching him. When I saw him, I stopped and looked at him. Love for him filled my heart, and I prayed for him in my heart for Allah to repel from him the evil of Mutawakkil. He moved through the crowd, his sight fixed on the reins of his horse, not looking around. And I was constantly supplicating for him. When he reached me, he turned his face towards me and said, may Allah accept your supplication, lengthen your life, increase your wealth and your children. After that, we returned to Isfahan. Allah opened phases of wealth upon me so that I had to lock away in my house more than 1,000,000 dirhams, and this apart from the wealth that is outside of my house. I have been blessed with 10 sons and have reached an age in excess of 70 years. This is the reason for my faith in the imama of this man who knew what was in my heart, and Allah granted his prayers for me. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam, in the words of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Hassan, how is it going?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Let's get started with listening to the recitation of Ayah 130 from Surah Al-An'am on page 144. So, brothers and sisters, turn to page 144, Ayah 130 of Surah Al-An'am. We will listen to the recitation and then we will continue our class. Let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ma'shar al-jinn wal-insi alam ya'tikum rusulun min
بكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Listen, I will read it once. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتيكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا. Next. قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين. So, Ali Nasir, read the first part. يا معشر الجن والإنس. Let's see what rules are here in this part. Up to the jim sign, the small, the baby jim on the top. You see there?
Yeah.
يومكم هذا. Read it. أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أحسن. Wait. So when you say أعوذ بالله, the last word of أعوذ بالله, it has two ways. Either you skip to extend it, رجيم, you say رجيم, or you extend it, رجيم. If you extend it, it's more beautiful. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And pay attention to this point, that را in شيطان ر, it has a تشديد. Okay? Sometimes the students forget this. They say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. شيطان
نر
الرجيم. And also, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We got a تشديد.
Yes.
Read it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا.
أحسن. So, three points here. First, you have to, before you start reading and reciting the ayah, Fawad, you should look at how long you can keep your breath. Okay? Look at your breath. You should manage it. Am I right, Fawad?
Yes.
So for example, you have to look at the ayah. Where can I make a pause? For example, you made a pause at Yawmikum and then Hada.
Yes.
Alright?
Yeah.
Which is not a good kind of stopping here pause.
Is it wrong or it's not good?
It's not good because it might change the meaning. Okay, so in order to avoid this kind of misunderstandings and in order to skip this kind of mistakes, you should also look at the translation sometimes. The translation of the ayah can help you where you can stop.
Sure, but if you are not a native Arab person,
mm-hmm.
So how can you understand which word means what, like so, in translation?
Basically, it might be difficult for you. Then you have to look at the rules of stopping that. There are many rules, okay? Like the signs of stopping, you should know. Alright? The signs of stopping. And beside this, the meaning, the translation, that you said that if somebody does not know, what should he do? He can look at the... What? the signs of stopping. And also the translation can help you sometimes, because sometimes the translators, okay, they translate the words of the Quran word by word, phrase by phrase. Okay? Find such kind of translations. Word by word or phrase by phrase translation. So it can help you. But it's really better for you if you learn the meaning, the translation, the interpretation as well. Okay? It can help you a lot. So for example, if you say, if you read it, أَلَمْ يَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلٌ, if you say أَلَمْ يَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلٌ, it means didn't prophets come to you? It has a correct meaning, but this is not what Allah means. Allah Almighty, okay? Allah Almighty means أَلَمْ يَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِنْكُمْ, prophets from among you, means the prophets were humans. They were from among you. Alright?
So for example, in this ayah translation, يَمَا أَشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, so here in translation that I've read, there's an exclamation mark. So right, does it mean we can stop? Yes.
Look, it says, يَمَا أَشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. You can make a pause, okay? You can make a pause. But if you want to continue reading, you have to read يَمَا أَشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ again, come back from there, or start from أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ, both occur, because the meaning does not change. Okay? Sometimes pauses, because they change meaning, that's why we should avoid them.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Two of the stopping signs we have in this ayah that Hassan is going to tell us. Jim, after يومكم هذا, there. And one more stopping sign, which is Sila. قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا. Hassan, explain this too for us, please.
Alright. Jim says that it's optional to pause or to continue.
Alright.
And the Sila says that...
Wait. For what? Jim says what? It's optional to?
Stop or continue.
Stop or continue. So if you're running out of breath, you get to this station, you can make a pause. For
yes.
example, look. You want to read the whole ayah, for example, but you cannot go that long, okay? You say, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. It says, stop here. Okay? You're running out of well, yes?
Yes.
Go to the pump station. Then again, get some gas, then move on. So, next, Sila. What does Sila tell us?
Sila tells us that it's better to continue.
Better to continue.
But you can still stop.
For if you could read يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا and continue and join it to قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا, here also there is a stopping sign for you. You can make a pause. But it's better to continue. So make a pause at G. And then قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا, read till the end, okay? So, قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا, they will say, we testify against ourselves, we confirm it. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, the life of this world had deceived them, okay? وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and they will testify against themselves, أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ, that they had been faithless in this world. So, we mentioned beautiful points about stopping, so that's all. The rest of the tajweed rules, okay? Inshallah, hope you refer to the tajweed books, inshallah. In the next coming sessions, if we could mention, we'll mention. I'll read once, I'll recite this ayah once, listen and repeat after. Okay? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي
يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي
أحسن we can make a pause here because the meaning does not change okay the meaning is okay now we can start from وينذرون we can continue or we can get back to يقصون so I can read I read from يقصون
يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا
أحسن آياتي extend the year عليكم آياتي وينذرون two counts it's the amad next part
قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا
so we can make a pause yes Hassan
yes
better to
continue
but because it becomes a bit long okay We cannot keep our breath that long. So,
وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ
وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ
أحسنت ما شاء الله صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت Thank you so much Allah bless you brothers and sisters That was all from us for today See you in the next session Thanks for being with IRIB English Radio Hassan, Adi Nasir and Fawad, thank you so much for being with us. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum wa al'an alahum ajma'in.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different constituents of supplication. As we mentioned, there are three constituents for supplication. The first one is the spiritual attraction, the second is the supplicant, and the third is the Almighty Allah that we will, God willing, discuss later on. Regarding the second constituent, which is the supplicant, we said that there are different conditions to be met if he or she is to be accounted as one of the genuine supplicants. We said that these conditions are sincerity, real invoking, and having good manners in supplication, as well as believing in the power and closeness of the Almighty Allah. Now, in the previous episode specifically, we said regarding having good manners in supplication that Allama Tabatabai has stipulated certain conditions based on the verses of the Holy Quran to be observed when practicing supplication. Regarding this verse, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسَ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إِنْ كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ. This verse, and when Allah will say, O Isa, son of Maryam, did you say to man, take me and my brother for two gods besides Allah? He will say, glory be to thee. It did not befit me that I should say what I had no right to say. If I had said it, you would have indeed have known it. Out of this verse, we learn a couple of points. Jesus Christ, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, started his answer by glorifying Allah. Qala subhanaka. At the very first time, before answering what he was asked, he said, subhanaka, glory be to Allah, glory be to thee. Because he had heard something that he could not ascribe to God. His good manners forced him to glorify Allah. Of course, we should be aware that he had enjoyed divine manners, and this is what he does here. Now, the second point is that Jesus Christ did not use negative response to God's question. He did not say that he had not done it. There are two points here. Firstly, negation here is one sort of denying, which is against etiquette. And secondly, negation is used when there is a possibility for an act to occur, but we know that being a god for any of God's servants is impossible. So that's why he did not use negative response to God's question. Some people at that time ascribed the position of God to Jesus Christ. So what he denied and negated was that he had never had such a claim. He added that if people had erroneously called him God, this was their own error and he had nothing to do with it. So he said, you would have known if I had done such a thing, O Almighty Allah. And this is not the absolute negation of this issue. Now, at the very same time, Jesus Christ had denied having the dignity of being a god. He said this was beyond him. Denying being a god is more significant than negating his claim of divinity. He said, It did not befit me that I should say what I had no right to say. It means I did not count myself as something which is needless. And this verse teaches us to be polite when we want to talk to Lord. A servant should observe all these different etiquettes, all these sides of servitude. And by the way, one of the advantages of establishment of the school of supplication is that a God servant has to learn how to behave before Almighty Allah.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
The ocean of dua. So as you can see, dear listeners, there are different verses in the Holy Quran teaching us the different etiquettes for supplication. Regarding Jesus Christ, we said that he left the issue to be cared for by the Almighty Allah. And then he said, "If I had done this, you would have known it." This is because of the fact that God's knowledge is not like ours. It is not incomplete. Whatever is in the whole creation is within his knowledge. So Jesus Christ did not completely deny what his Lord said. And this is not actually, his words do not actually show the absolute negation of the issue. Now, let us have another look at yet another verse of the Holy Quran. When Adam ate from the forbidden tree's fruit and was addressed by أَلَمْ أَنْهَاكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ, did I not forbid you both from that tree? He and his wife began to invoke Allah by saying, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنْفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Our Lord, we have been unjust to ourselves, and if thou forgive us not and have not mercy on us, we shall certainly be of the losers. Adam, in this verse, ascribes to himself injustice, defection, and loss, but at the same time he ascribes benevolence, good, and salvage to the Almighty Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh,
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through
every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Agha Mohammadi is the guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alayhi tahirin. Once again, salam to you and to respected listeners.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Nafs al-Ammara and what is the difference between Nafs al-Ammara and the satanic temptations. So first, let's be concerned with the whatness of Nafs al-Ammara, roughly translated as commanding soul or evil commanding soul. What is it exactly?
In Islam, we believe that there is a soul for man. In materialistic perspective, man is only the body and the brain. So they come to study man as an animal, and they believe that even the psychology that we have, psycho is the reactions of the brain.
Yes.
There is no soul in that understanding. There is nothing beyond the physical being of human being. But in our perspective, in the heavenly